Welcome to Managing Uncertainty, a podcast series from the experts at BrightPath discussing global risk, business continuity, and crisis management. Will you be ready to lead your organization through its critical moment?
Hello and welcome to the Managing Uncertainty podcast. This is Brian Strauser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath. And today I want to talk about one of the things that we hear a lot related to workplace violence, and that is some variation on the statement that, but they're weird and people are scared, and doesn't that mean that this person is dangerous? And what we're talking about here is really evaluating a threat or threat assessment when it comes to unusual behavior or threatening behavior in your workplace. And I want to put all this in context because the answer to that statement, and again, the statement is, but they are weird and people are scared, and doesn't that mean that they're dangerous? And the answer is maybe, but maybe not. Why are they weird, and why exactly are people scared? And I want to steer us away from this whole conversation about people being weird, because I think that takes us to a strange and inappropriate place that doesn't value the differences in individuals. What I want to focus on are their specific behaviors and the presence of risk factors that we know are precursors to violence. So again, I want to focus on the behavior first. What is the behavior that they're exhibiting that makes people think that they're weird, so to speak? What is that? What is the behavior that they're engaged in? And I think you want to just be really factual about what are the things that they are doing that is making people feel uncomfortable about their presence. Once we've identified what that behavior is, then we can start thinking about the threat risk factors that are present. And when we're talking about threat risk factors, we're really talking about what are the written or verbal or veiled threats that a person is engaged in that could be a precursor to violence, and then what risk factors might be present there. And it's important as we think about these risk factors that I'm going to walk through in a moment, that the presence of just one risk factor doesn't mean that the individual is dangerous. Most of us, including myself, probably have some one or two or three of these risk factors present because of how I live my life. For example, one of the risk factors is having access to weapons. Well, I have access to weapons. I'm a gun owner. I own knives. I shoot competitively. So those are risk factors that I have access to these weapons. But that presence of that risk factor does not make me a dangerous individual. What we're looking for here is that combination of their behavior that we see as threatening and the presence of risk factors to understand whether or not this individual is dangerous. And this is just part of what your threat assessment process should look like. Let's talk a little bit about what those threat incident risk factors look like, just some of them. And then you can download for free our Workplace Violence and Threat Management Toolkit and get our full list of threat incident risk factors. And we've also done an episode just on this topic that you can listen to and or read the transcript of and get some more detail. But some of the threat risk factors are, you know, when we're talking about employee-on-employee or student-on-student violence, we're talking about access to weapons, an individual who's making direct threats or making threats to the subject of the threat instead of doing it indirectly, which is really common. Individuals that have a history of violence that we can see in the record or our research. Individuals who have engaged in physical violence that we've documented, maybe they had a violent incident at work, or individuals that have had employment problems or a decline in their work performance. This is a common precursor to violence, again, when multiple risk factors are present. When we're talking about a domestic violence incident that has spilled over into the workplace and you're evaluating that, things like harassing communications, phone calls, emails, text messages, a recent relationship issue, a breakup, an increase in frequency or type of violent behavior that has gone on, substance abuse, or a previous track record of violating protection orders, orders for protection, or what we might call a restraining order in some jurisdictions. So these are the kind of risk factors that you're evaluating as you think about an individual's behavior. And so again, we're focusing on What is their behavior that we find threatening or disconcerting that's making, you know, coworkers and others uncomfortable? And then we're evaluating that behavior against this set of risk factors to understand, you know, is it dangerous or not? I think one of the most important things to leave here in terms of messaging as we think about this topic is that lots of people are a little strange and unique. And certainly my own personality, if you knew me in real life beyond the confines of this podcast, I'm a little different. I've got a different way of thinking. I've got my own work style. I'm pretty nerdy. To some people, that's weird. But to others, like myself, this is just the way that I am. So it's important, I think, in this work context, as we think about behavior that makes individuals uncomfortable, there's a long road between being unique and weird and different and actually being dangerous in the workplace. And we want to use these tools, like a threat management team or a threat assessment team, a workplace violence program, threat incident risk factors. We want to use tools like this to put some objectivity into this discussion and making sure that what we're looking at in individuals is their behavior, their actions that are making people uncomfortable, and the risk factors that might be present, and evaluate that in the context of a threat assessment team or a threat management team so that we are looking at this through the right lens, through what we've learned about threat management and threat assessment, and then making the right assessment in terms of the approach that we want to take moving forward in terms of determining whether or not this individual is actually dangerous or not. If you want to learn more about managing threats, we have two options for you beyond the podcast episodes. We have a free masterclass, which is a video presentation that you can take anytime. We offer it several times a week, where you can learn many lessons about a threat management process and building that within your organization and evaluating threats for severity and risk. And that is completely free. And we also have a paid course on managing threats of workplace violence. It's called the Managing Threats Workshop. You can learn more about that through our masterclass, or you can go directly to the Managing Threats Workshop and learn more about what that course offers and what you can get out of that and how to enroll. Either of those are great options for you if you want to learn more about the topic of workplace violence and threat incident risk factors. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. We'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Managing Uncertainty, produced by the experts at BrightPath. To receive notifications of new episodes, join our newsletter at brightpath.com or subscribe to your favorite podcast player, such as iTunes or Google Play. Learn more about the services and trusted advice from BrightPath by visiting brightpath.com. That's BrightPath.com.